Blog Talk Radio.
I love you.
Heal, God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to pick up where we left off from yesterday, pretty much Philippians 4. I know we read 8, but the Lord fixed my mind today on verses 5 through 8. It says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things is just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our heart. Your word says, in everything give thanks. For this is your will, that we be thankful, Heavenly Father. So we thank you from our early rising to this present hour. We thank you, Father God, things is as well with us as they are. We're not complaining. We're just thanking you, Father God, because we know that all things are working together for our good. So we give you the praise. Father God, I thank you right now for healing the bodies that is asking for prayer. We're standing with them, Father God. I thank you for those that want their soul healed and their spirit healed. I thank you for them, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for those that just want to have a peace of mind. Father God, I affirm the word of God over our lives right now. I decree and declare right now that we will speak the word of God, that we will speak truth. I declare that through God, the battle is already won, according to 1 Samuel 17:47. It's already done. I declare that God is preserving what he has ordained for us, and he will lead us into it if we just be patient. And I say, wait on the Lord. I declare that he has won the victory. I declare it, brothers and sisters, because the first Corinthians 15:57-58. We've already won the thing. You have the victory. You got to shout it out. I believe God has sent his word, and it will not return unto him void. You have to accomplish some things, the Bible says in Isaiah 55 and 11. I declare that God's anointing us right now. He anointing our heads. He anointing our eyes. He anointing our spirits. He is anointing us from top to bottom. And his oil will run from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. I believe it. I declare that wherever we walk, the anointing will go before us. And then I promise and I declare that surely goodness and mercy shall follow us. We are covered. I declare that God has anointed us to do his will according to Hebrews 13 and 21. Thank you, Father God, that your word is going to go forth today, and those that will hear it will receive it. Those that won't hear it won't receive it. I ask these and all blessings in Christ's name, and for his sake we pray. And everybody agreed with the prayer. They said, amen. Hallelujah. Well, brothers and sisters, we're talking about making choices. And there's so many choices that we have to make. But let me tell you what, one of the greatest choices you can ever make, or decision, I'm saying choices, but we're talking about decision, making a quality decision, and which happens to be your choice. When you make that decision for your health, I looked at a thing the other day. It has to do with women of color. A lot of them hadn't made the choice or the decision, rather, to go and get a mammogram. Now, I don't know nothing about all that stuff. But the white lady came on TV on ABC and said, hey, women of color, go and go right now. She says, your choice. It's your body. Boy, I thought about that. Here's a white lady want the black girl to go, and ladies of color, not just black, said ladies of color, to go and get their mammogram. And she said it can be caught early if you go in and make the decision to get it done. I said, wow, that's what I'm teaching on, making a decision, a quality decision. So with that being said, I also said that we were going to go to the book of Philippians, and we're going to do that. We're going to pick that up. And also, the Lord had put in my spirit, I won't go to the book of Amos, but he had put in my spirit that in Philippians, to go and start back with verses 5, because God said, let your moderation be made known unto all men. It's nothing wrong with telling the world, brothers and sisters, the Lord is at hand. It's nothing wrong with telling God, but it's how you tell the world. You tell the world that you already blessed. You know, not you need that, because you don't need anything. You already, God taking care of it, and you standing on there. Make your moderation known, man. Declare that thing. Let everyone know how you can. I mean, this is so important that people, see, because once, here's what happened. Let me slow down. Here's what happened. Once you began to speak that word, brothers and sisters, I mean, when you start speaking that word, the enemy has to get back.
All right, come on, say it.
Because you know God is a healer. And then you get scriptures and you stand on those things, see, for your health. And one scripture in particular I was thinking about, because you got to realize your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God. So he's talking about your body here. Do you not belong to yourself? Don't God have that place in you? Well, then that's God's body. So you honor it.
Yeah.
And you thank him for it. So he said, this is yesterday, he said, finally, brother, above everything, listen to what the scripture says. Said above everything, God wants you to be in good health. You don't have no problem with that. He wants your soul to prosper. You don't have nothing wrong with that. He wants your body to prosper. And most of all, God wants you to prosper. Okay? So In the same way, you can take Philippians 4:8 to heart. You can find these verses to be helpful if you submit your will to God.
Yeah.
And I want to say one thing because something grabbed my attention with this, and it had to do with, I had to write it down. It was so powerful, I had to write it down, man. It's the secret of curing for worry. Because a lot of times we worry about stuff, and when you take the word of God, you'll stop worrying.
Amen.
See, if you're going to pray, don't worry. And if you're going to worry, don't pray.
Mm-hmm.
I better say that because you ain't heard that yet. If you're going to worry, then don't pray. But if you're going to pray, don't worry. Because you know what? God's going to give you his name. And that was something I wanted to cover today. This secret. Permit peace to rule your life. So that seventh verse, I'm going to ask Pastor, you should read, six and seven from the Messenger Bible. That's Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Verses 6, 7 from the Messenger. And you can also read it from the King James for those that may not have that.
Amen. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that prayer and that song. Amen. To stand in agreement with the prayer also. So Philippians 6 and 7 from the King James reads, the fourth chapter. Read, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And from the Message Bible, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concern. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displays worry at the center of your life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. See, when he said, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your heart and minds through Christ. There's a word called garrison, and what garrison is, it was a, what that word means is, it's to guard, to watch, to watch over the post, to protect you, and
you.
That's what we do. In Galatians 5 and 23, you want to make the decision that God's peace is going to guard your heart. Above everything, it's a garrison thing. But anyway, in Galatians 3 and 23, read that, please, Pastor, please.
You said 3 and 23, Pastor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen. Reading from the King James. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. And from the Message Bible, Galatians 3 and 23. read, until the time when we were mature enough to respond freely in faith to the living God, we were carefully surrounded and protected by the Masonic law. The law was like those Greek tutors which you are familiar, who escort children to school and protected them from danger or distraction, making sure the children will really get to the place they set out for. Amen.
See, it says, thank you so much, Pastor. In 1 Peter 1:5, it says, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. Now, that word garrison, it means to keep, protect. So that's what they did. They was keeping. But we have to permit the peace of God to garrison or to keep your heart and mind through Jesus Christ. So faith comes to the place to protect you, to let you know that you're being protected. That's covered. I don't know if y'all know anything about baseball, but when you got a runner on base, this is pretty simple, then he can go to the next base. That has to be covered. So you put somebody there to cover that. See, that's what you're doing with your faith. It's going to cover all of that negativity, all the things that the enemy try to get you to worry about. But you stop worrying, because the weapons of your warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God for the pulling down of the strongholds. That's why Philippians 4:8 is so important. Now, we may not go through them all today, but he says, now after I've explained all of this to you, as far as you keeping, you know, your heart, as far as you be careful for nothing, but as far as you praying in prayer and supplication and thanksgiving. See, he says thanksgiving. See, he said, now let your request be made now. He says, now finally, brother, when you done went through all of this and you understand that the peace of God, which pass all understanding, which happens to be the word of God, you're applying it to those situations, whatever it is that you might be worried about, you let the peace of God take care of that. You take the scripture, for instance, and you get in and you begin to confess. You've been redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I told somebody this the other day, and they still didn't get it. You've been redeemed from the curse. Anything dealing with curses of the law, you're redeemed from that. That's including tithes and offerings. That was a curse. Read that in the Old Testament. Because, see, you won't find that in the New Testament. See, go do your homework, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But we've been delivered from the power of darkness, translated into his kingdom, according to Colossians 1:13. So what I'm trying to tell you, you find a scripture that fits your situation, and you begin to stand on it. You begin to confess it. Yeah. That's another secret, brothers and sisters, of how you deal with the enemy. Because, see, remember, it says, and the peace of God, which pass all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. That's the spirit. Not Jesus Christ, the spirit, then the flesh. It's going to keep your spirit, man, and your mind. You know why? Because you're going to confess the word of God. You're going to confess things like Romans 8:37. I'm more than a conqueror, even though you don't feel it. You may not even see it, but because you'll confess it, and that's what God requires, you're more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror.
Thank you.
You got to know who you tagging team with, who you in the ring with.
Yeah.
A lot of times people, they get sidetracked. It's sort of like that rap. You know, I just love that. You are more than a conqueror. You know what a more than a conqueror is? Well, you know what a conqueror is. But being more than that, it's like the two wrestlers, they get in the ring together. And then this one guy just beats this guy. I mean, he give him the beat down. Then there's another guy tag team him. See, he hit his hand, then he jumps on him. And all he got to do is raise his hand, and they count the guy out. He doesn't have to do anything. He just raised his hand. See, he more than a conqueror. That's what I'm telling you, you are. You're more than a conqueror. Jesus already took care of the work for you. All you got to do is raise your hand and say, Lord, I agree with your word. I agree with your word. I whatever your word says is what I – see, once you do that, you become more than a conqueror. You're more than a conqueror.
Say that.
Someone had accepted you as more than a conqueror. Well, Christ did all the work. All we got to do is agree with him.
Amen.
You know, there's a scripture over in 2 Peter 1 and 4. I don't have any problem with this, but a lot of people do. But it says that I'm a partaker of divine nature. Well, how did you get a divine nature? Your mama named Mary. How you get divine nature? Because I've been born again. Not a corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed. So that's how I got that divine nature in me. It's the word of God that lives in me.
Yes.
So that's the sin that I made, that I'm going to live according to the word of God. I'm going to let that word live in me. I wouldn't give a good happy word, Satan say. I'm not going to back off that word, because I know I'm the apple of my father's eye.
Come on now, say it. Amen.
Yeah, I know that. See, I know I've been healed by his stripes.
Yeah.
I've been changed into his image.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the stuff I'm standing on. I made the decision that I'm going to do what the word of God says.
Amen.
Well, if you're going to do that, it starts with Philippians 4 and 8. He says, and I'm not going to cover it all, but he said finally. See, and that means out of everything I've told you to do, out of everything you've heard, finally you come into a conclusion that if you don't get it now, maybe you'll get it, because this is it right here. That's what finally means. It's the end. Brethren, whatsoever things are true. Think about that. What's true? The word of God. I'm not talking about your truth, her truth, his truth. The truth. The truth is the word of God. The truth. Not a truth. So he said, whatsoever thing is the truth. The truth is the word of God. Put that above everything. If he said by his stripes you're healed, what you going to say? You're going to say the truth. That, and that's the word of God. It said, by his stripes, I'm here. So you're going to say that. You're going to speak that. Whatsoever things are honest. I keep thinking about that. Be honest. You know the word of God is true. You know sometimes we fool ourselves.
Because
we choose to do that. The decision is yours. Be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
You better off with the word of God than not with the word of God. Be honest with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest with yourself. That I see people, they pay money to these organizations. Be honest with yourself. God didn't tell you to do that. You did that because you choose to do that. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with it. That's what I was telling you yesterday. A lot of times people, they think everything good, they're supposed to be part of it. I'm not going to go back to what I said yesterday, but I will tell you this. Everything that's shining ain't new money. Trust
all
me.
All right. Amen.
Because it look good. That don't mean that's for you. Got to be honest. Be honest with yourself. You don't have to have every bling bling. You don't have to have every new car come out on the market because it look good. You don't have to have every man because he look good. You don't have to have every woman because she look good.
All right.
So people trip you with this, well, it seems good. Yeah, but be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Be honest with yourself.
Amen.
Yeah, because this fisher, boy, it looked like he's doing good because he just throwing baits all out there and he just feeding those fish, man. Woo, look at him. He just tons of little bitty minnows. He's throwing them out there and they're following the boat. And I can see this in my vision that he's feeding fish. But wait a minute. Does that look like a good thing? He's throwing that fish. But at the end, when enough of them get together, he got a net. He got a net underneath the boat. And when enough of them get there, he yanked them up. So at first it looked good that he was feeding the fish. But really, really, was he really feeding the fish? Or was he just... So you got to be honest with yourself. Got to be honest with yourself.
Help us, Holy Ghost.
I know sometimes it's hard to be honest with yourself, but brothers and sisters, practice it. Because the enemy should try to bring you that lie. He wants you to lie. He's standing right there for you to tell a lie.
That's right.
Right there. You try to talk your way out of it, and he'll try to talk his way into your life. See, when you get an honest spirit, it doesn't matter because the truth ain't going to change.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what's all the things of just? The word just means right.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put a pin right there. I just want everyone to know, brothers and sisters, make a quality decision. The decision that you're going to, as a Christian, how you're going to live. You're not going to live like the world live. You're not going to depend on the system that the world depends on. You got to be honest with yourself
that
you want to do it God's way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
amen.
Yeah, we're going to put a pin there. We're at that point where anybody like to have anything to say or share, press one. And, boy, I can't wait till tomorrow, man. I tell you, tomorrow's Thankful Thursday. And when I tell you God got some stuff about making a quality decision, man, I'm so thankful. I am so thankful.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Anybody have anything they want to share?
Amen. Well, Pastor, with the scripture that we have today, I want to pair it with Romans 8:28-29. I'm going to read it from the King James and then read it from the New Living. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So in the New Living, it says, and we know that God causes everything to work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the first born among many brothers and sisters. Amen. So I like that, because I could pair it together with Philippians 4:8, where the scripture, as you just shared with us, says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Then from the New Living it says, and now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thought on what is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. Amen, amen. Just beautiful words.
Oh, yeah. You know, God wants us to have, I'm going to say good morals, but when he gives us this word virtue, a lot of words come to mind. One of the things come to mind is that God wants us to have all of that grace, that excellency, that he wants us to have the advantage. See, when you got virtue, you got advantage. You got God's grace on your side, man. That's an advantage. That's why you can start confessing things that other people can't confess. Well, you know, if I'm late, if I'm 2 minutes late, it ain't going to, they ain't going to see me. Well, if that's what you're going to confess, that's not going to be my confession. My confession is I got the word of God, and God going to hold a spot there for me. See, sometimes you got to know that you have virtue working on your behalf.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. You have you have God's grace. You have an edge. I think when you have virtue, you have an edge. It's like a plus. I wish I had another way of saying that. It's when you got virtue, it's superior. It's superior, man. You got value.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, you know, because of who you are. See, once you begin to declare and decree who you are, and you speak that out outwardly, not try to keep it in your heart and, well, I know this. No, you don't know. You know you what the Word of God says you do, so that's what you do. You got more power than you realize. I guarantee you right now, you will go and just think about virtue and think on this. That's what the Scripture said. Just think on this stuff. If you just think and realize who you are in Christ, the enemy began to flee immediately. You have angels working for you. You got them encamped around you.
Yeah, come on now, say that.
Sometimes our desires change. I think about Paul. Paul said, you know, that I may win Christ. I want to be found in Christ. I want to have his righteousness. I want to know power. Matter of fact, I want to know the suffering and the fellowship with him. I want to know this stuff. I want to be with Christ. See, when you start declaring who you are and what you are, Satan got to take a leap.
That's right.
But I thank God for each and every one of you all. Anyone else like to have anything else they'd like to share? Thank you so much, Pastor, for bringing that out. Anybody else? Hallelujah.
Yeah.